You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Going to reset everything we've talked about, including the JMO suspension, where you're probably going to be disappointed in our reaction, is that I don't really have one. I mean, he suspended two games for violation of the NFL's PED clause. That's the lowest level of suspension. So it's not like JMO was all geared up for the Arnold Schwarzenegger competition. I guess for me, they're going to beat the Titans. The game at Lambeau will dictate a lot of my reaction. Like, if they go out and lose, it lends itself to damn you, JMO. But here's the reality. The guy's under contract. You pay him in beer money, right? I mean, his cap hit is like $4 million. You have him for this year. You have him for next year. And you could exercise his fifth-year option in 26. And then guess what? Have fun. Because the one thing I would just say is, if I'm Brad Holmes, and I'm certainly not, but I'm giving you where I'm at with it. I'm not angry, but you've lost the privilege of being one of the guys I go to beat the market and sign and keep here. Oh, I'm going to use you. I'm going to use you for everything you got. And then you're going to be somebody else's problem, because reliability is a skill. And, you know, the gambling thing was the gambling thing. And some of the off-field stuff we've talked about, we thought we had put it all in the past. And in the end, he's cleaned up a lot of the things, maybe, but yeah, I'm not interested because I can't rely on you. You're immature. Yeah. And it could be a simple mistake. Doesn't mean JMO's a bad kid. It doesn't mean it's nefarious. Like I said, it's the lowest level suspension. But Rico, for me, I'm cool. I'm going to play him for the next 3 years. I'm going to hopefully win a Super Bowl with him. But yeah. I'm not going to yell and scream about this today.
No, I was disappointed when I got the news late last night. And it's because we already gave JMO the benefit of the doubt for last year in the gambling incident. And okay, maybe you didn't know and it was a mistake. And all right, you know, no harm, no foul. We'll do better. And we're back here again for something that could be small, but it's starting to be turn into a habit. It's starting to turn into a pattern where I don't know if I can trust you for all 17 games to help this team and not get some type of a suspension. Now, it could be something minor. You're right. He could have ate the wrong protein bar. I don't know. But JMO, you of all people have to be careful because you're getting a reputation. And once you get a reputation, it's going to be hard to shed that reputation. So, yeah, we gave you the benefit of the doubt for people who say, you and Mike were just so hard on JMO. Well, guys, he's back at it again. I'm just disappointed. I'm not angry. I'm not saying kick him off the team. It's just, for me, the bar has been lowered when it comes to him. And Mike, great point. Everybody's getting their raises and their Christmas bonuses, and hey, we want you around. I don't know if you're the Lions, if you can count on him just keeping his nose clean and not doing something stupid so that he can help you for an entire season.
And I don't need to make the decision. Look, getting a contract early, getting life-changing money, long-term security, you know, that's a privilege. And that's just something that's off the table for him. And for right now. But he's still an important member of the team. And I guess I'm less sensitive to it because it happened now and not later in the year or, God help you, the playoffs. And I do think they can win without him. Khalif Raymond the last 2 weeks has been one of the best receivers in football. You can go look at any data you want, yards per route, yards after catch. his just overall PFF grade, I think they'll be fine. And Dan Campbell said as much on the morning show. But I just don't have it in me to be passionate about this and go crazy. I find it to be annoying. But we'll see him in a couple of weeks. And again, guys, how about this? Maybe this is the topic, Rico. Have we gone soft? Or do you guys kind of agree with us on this? Where it's like, look, the only fallout from this is you're just not a guy I'm going to go to the negotiating table with anytime soon. Then I'll probably pick up your fifth-year option in 26 and have a great day.
Yeah,
you're on your own after that.
That's kind of what it feels like. I don't know if I can trust you. I don't know if you can do something. And yeah, when your contract is up, I can probably go draft a receiver who could do very similar things for you, that you are right. doing
and
straight out of college.
Years away. Yes. Years. And you and I are like-minded. He's important. We need him now. So it doesn't change anything the average fan cares about. I just think you put him in a pile of guys that, okay, I don't need to negotiate with him early. Do I think there was a chance he'd get an extension if he had a very strong rest of this year that over the offseason coming up, maybe they would do something? But there's potential there. Not anymore. Not if I'm them.
Correct.
So we'll see what happens. The other thing we talked about was just an update from Sports Illustrated. Take it with a grain of salt. 10% shot at this, max. No pun intended, but here's your Max Crosby update. After he said, I'm not here to rebuild. After he said, wherever I end up. After a weekend where he, I don't know what you do with the like and then repost of an Instagram post talking about him coming back to Michigan and winning a ring. Here's the report from SI. You do what you want. The quote is, according to a source with knowledge of the situation, there's a natural interest from Crosby's side in joining the Lions via a trade. It's from Christian Buer and John McCarron, or Macaron, or whatever, of Sports Illustrated. I'm not running to the altar. It's not Rappaport. It's not Schefter. I'm not trying to demean or discredit. I'm just saying, until I see a report from the heights of NFL newsdom, I'm not going crazy with it. But my thing is, Dan Campbell's on the morning show, Odyssey.com Rewind. You can listen to Jim's interview with him, and it was very good. And Campbell says it. No, they're looking. Brad comes to him about players and pass rushers, and they're active. But it sounds more complimentary. So my question is, where are you on the scale of no move, low move, dream state? You guys know, I mean, I don't apologize for where I'm from or how I approach sports. No, I think you've earned the right to do what the Niners have done, what the Eagles have done, what the Rams have done. Shoot the moon. You've earned the right to pick up the phone and just be forthright with other teams and going, yeah, we want your best player. What's it going to cost? Well, we're not interested in trading him. Great. That's not what I asked. What's it going to cost? You've earned the right to do it. Mm-hmm. That's what the Les Sneeds, the Howie Rosemans, and the John Lynches do. Mm-hmm. So, God forbid I'd like to act like those teams. I'm the villain.
Yeah, you got to call 313. Okay, it's Detroit. What are you offering? Let's talk to me. You know what? Not good enough. If you're really serious, call back with this. Or, you know, hey, can we get back with you? Let us talk this over on our end. Let's see what we have here.
248-539-9797. So you can go anywhere you want with that. And again, Rico and I, not selling you false hope. I'm not telling you it's happening. It's 90% not. But my question is it okay to want more from your team? Is it okay to want that move, want that type of move? Forget about the individual player. Think about the level of player. I don't think it's crazy to suggest that in a year that you lose Aiden Hutchinson, who was responsible for 39.2% of your pressures, 39.2%, the second highest rate in football. You cannot offer me a Ziploc bag replacement. You can't offer government cheese. No. You have got to roll out and get a dog in here.
Mike, another way of looking at this is looking at all the other teams in the NFC. If they only had to make one move to fix their problem, I think yeah. they would. But they have to make multiple moves because multiple people are injured or out or done for the season. You have one person. You make one move, you're already at the top. But if you make this move, you solidify being the top dog and owning everything in the NFC for this season.
You're right, because even as complete as the Packers are offensively, and Maybe you make an assumption that Love cleans up the turnovers. Defensively, they could use two D linemen, an interior to stop the run and an exterior to add to their mediocre pass rush. You're right. That's multiple moves. It's a great point. The Bucs, I mean, they got to go to the thrift shop. They need about seven receivers. The Niners, it's awful luck. I mean, the injuries. You got one guy dying of pneumonia. You got another guy blowing his knee out. You got another guy getting shot. You got another guy blew his
ankle. Forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, at least he's back.
For now. And it just, you know, again, I think this is your season, guys. So I don't think safe is really on the menu. Why not? How about this? I would be almost as satisfied reading a report that the Lions tried and had this big offer and got rebuked as I would be, Lions have just traded for Max Crosby. I guess I just want to know that they view it the way we do, that they want it the way we want it, and that safety's off the table. And it's going to be the same thing I view the Tigers offseason as. And I don't want to go there now, and I don't want to start a big fight, but it's like, if not now, when? You know, when Kenny brings up Vlad Guerrero, you know what I'm not going to do? I'm not going to mock Kenny. Because until the Blue Jays pay that man, he's in the last year of his deal. I'm calling them up and I'm going, what will it take to get the old English D and Vladdy in that uniform and play first base for my team for the next 10 years in the middle of my order as the right-handed bat, as the hammer in the order that we need? No, I don't make fun of stuff like that. I try to find ways I can get it done. Making fun of it is lazy.
Mm-hmm.
248-539-9797. So let's get to the people, shall we, Rico?
How about we get to the people next, Mike?
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's Dan Campbell with The Morning Show, Odyssey.com Rewind. You want to go listen to that, talking about trades, talking about Brad bringing players to his desk, the idea of what size of move do you want this team to make? And just from a philosophical standpoint, look, I think it's totally legit to dream a little bit when you're in your Super Bowl window. You know, I don't know. In my lifetime, I've seen Wayne Gretzky get traded. I've seen Joe Montana get traded. I've seen Kevin Garnett, Kyrie Irving. I mean, you see so many big names. I mean, in the NFL, Khalil Mack was a stunner. Hell, you can go back. God, feels crazy. 25 years ago, I mean, Marshall Faulk got traded.
It happens.
And I just think it's okay for fans to dream. You've never been in this spot. So until Max Crosby puts a verbal bullet in all this trade stuff and he stops stoking the fire on social media, and I don't see a report from Sports Illustrated saying there's natural interest in a trade to Detroit, I'm not going to stop you.
No.
Do I think it's happening? Let me be unequivocal. No. But that doesn't stop us from talking about how badly we want it to happen or how badly you don't want it to happen. That's it.
Hey, Mike, I'll see your Marshall Faulk and raise you from the battering ram to the bus.
Jerome Bettis?
Yeah.
Traded from St. Louis.
Reason why I'm a Steelers fan. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Look, you don't get the order if you don't ask for it. That's it. And you know what? For Lion fans, how about when a first-time general manager walked in the door and traded your all-time great quarterback? You lived it. You lived it. Most people around the league thought Stafford would end his career a Lion. Oops, see ya. You don't get the order, you don't ask for it. And do you think the Rams regret doing what they did? No, they won a Super Bowl. Who cares they're going to be bad the next 5 years? It doesn't matter. Oh, by the way, Cooper Kupp's on the trade block. So if your team needs a receiver, they'll take a second-round pick for Cooper Kupp. Let's go to the people, shall we? Let's go to Mike, 97.1. Mikey, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how y'all doing, man?
Hey, Mike, what's up?
I'm big fans of y'all. I just want to tell y'all, my son just came yesterday, so this Sunday he's watching his first game.
Congratulations to you.
I wanted to speak on the J-Mo situation. So I work, y'all, so I'll be getting out my car a lot. I don't know if a name got brought up, but the name that interests me that it sounds just like him was Titus Young. with Titus Young. He had real potential. Oh, he was fast downfield, and he was just a troublemaker. You know what I'm saying? We really didn't see his potential, and I really don't hope that's the same situation with J-Mo.
I pray that it's not.
I want to – okay, Mike, I want to say why I disagree. It is that Titus had serious issues. And from a mental illness standpoint and you know, depression, bipolar, whatever you want to call it, I'm not a doctor, but he had issues. I don't want to put that on J-Mo. J-Mo is just immature. I think there's a difference there. And I think, look, this is the lowest suspension the NFL offers for the PED stuff. I want to see some of the details. It doesn't change my view of J-Mo in the near term. It just means any momentum he had towards getting a contract here, that's probably out the window. So probably 10 minutes from now, they'll announce his extension. But you know what I'm saying, Mike. Hope you like your contract because that's what you're stuck with.
Yes.
I'm going to pay guys that are available. I'm going to pay guys I can trust. Do you know who I don't read about out at 4 in the morning? You know who I don't see going 300 miles an hour in his car? Penei Sewell.
Yeah.
You know who I don't have to worry about? David Montgomery. You know, like, you pay to bedrock guys.
Right.
You pay them because you know what they are. Right. And you know where they'll be, and you know you don't have to worry about them. I can't do that with J-Mo.
Right. It's like St. Brown. Please, go home. Okay? Enough. You've caught 213 balls or however many you catch every day. Please, go home, get some sleep.
Right, I just don't think we're going to see cryptic Insta stuff at 6 a.m., and I ain't talking about waking up for the farmer's breakfast, at a Coney. You know, that you're not going to see that with the saint.
Mm-hmm.
The sun god is home in the sun bed.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you get your cheddar.
Not worrying about keeping it real.
Yep. Okay, then. Let's go to Nick, 97.1. Nick, what's going on, buddy?
Bob, fellas, how we doing today?
Hey, good. Nick, what's going on, brother?
Hey, I feel like it's a little early for Christmas, but I got a wish list, and I think Sheila Ford needs to spend a little dough on it because, let's be real, I've been a Lions fan for 18 years, and I've never seen a team this good. I've never seen an opportunity this good, and I've never seen the assets we have to go make a move. I say you go after Max Crosby to the best of your ability. The other interesting thought I wanted to throw out there is there's a couple former retired defensive linemen who I know would love an opportunity to play some football for a Super Bowl potentially. You know, maybe call Aaron Donald or J.J. Watt, maybe spice things up really, really good.
Here's the reason I would just say no to those, just so you understand. I'm not knocking you. But, I mean, Watt's got a very lucrative, very easy television job right now. I think he's good. And then, look, the Donald thing, everything you've heard and seen and read is that he is very happy in retirement. He played 10 years. He got his Super Bowl, 3-time Defensive Player of the Year. He's a first ballot unanimous Hall of Famer. I don't see it, man. I just don't see it. I'm not mad at the suggestion.
No.
And, hell, if your point of your call is pick up the phone and try, respect.
See, I think
why not?
I think Donald and his wife made it a point to basically stop calling us.
Yeah.
This is not going to happen.
Yes.
We appreciate the love. Leave me alone. I'm retired.
And can I say this?
He's 33 now, too, guys. You know what I mean? Aaron Donald's old.
Yeah. Can I say this?
It's crazy to say it.
I don't want facts to get in the way, but he had a year left on his deal. So if he technically came back now, he still belongs to the Rams.
Right. And look, that's why I said it. I'm not mad if you bring up stuff like this in your Super Bowl window. Dare to dream. But those two particular guys, that's off the table. And you gotta recognize something too. And it's something when TJ comes in, I don't know how much of his business he wants aired, but the point I can tell you is the surgeries you don't hear about for players outweigh the ones you do by about a 5-to-1 quotient. Okay? Mm-hmm. It's hard.
The off-season,
you know what's easy?
Stuff, yeah.
Yeah. Every year you're doing maintenance stuff. See, you only read about Chris Godwin's leg exploding. But you won't read about the other stuff he's got to get fixed up. The cleanup, the little stuff, right? Look, you know what's easy? Putting on a suit, hopping on a private flight, and doing 5 hours of television on a Sunday. And while you don't make the money you made as an MVP with the Houston Texans, you're still making millions of dollars. It's an easy life. Why do you think Bill Cowher never went back? Or Jimmy Johnson? Because the other 6 days of the week, Jimmy's on his boat in the Florida Keys. You know what I'm saying,
no,
Rico?
It's no, like, no, it's fair because, I've moved on and I'm enjoying life. And it's something and about hurting. That. It's something about when once you finally realize I'm done with this, you don't want to go back.
That's right. Yeah, his biggest decision is what tie am I wearing today? That's a lot different than, wait, I just got crushed by a 340-pound man and I don't remember my name. It's just a different thing, and guys move on. But if I read a report that Brad had kicked the tires on either of those guys, I wouldn't make fun of it. I'm all in for this year. It is time. We might have the best football team in the league. We've just got to find a way to replace 75% of Aiden. We got to. That's the minimum for me. Minimum. Do not come in here with some Rudy Poo dude who was selling paint last week and sell him. Oh, we signed Rudy. I'm not interested, and this ain't Georgia Tech. You know what I mean, Regal?
Like, no, I
like you. I hate using the term you owe to fans this, but like, man, you are so good right now. You owe it to yourselves to be better than that.
Well, you have smart people down in Allen Park. They have to realize just through circumstances, you're elevating because the teams that were supposed to be your rivals are falling apart.
Correct.
Take advantage of the now.
And the Lions are at critical mass when it comes to their defensive line in this one regard. People don't recognize they're only focusing on Hutchinson. They're down three defensive ends. You're down Aiden. You're down Marcus Davenport. And you lost John Kaminsky this summer in camp. So you're down three guys that were going to play a role here.
Yeah.
You are one injury away from starting Kenny Cott.
You don't want to have to keep blitzing as much as you do because, to me, Brian Branch does you better when he's back in the secondary, getting interceptions, covering receivers, those slot receivers, not coming on blitzes.
Agreed. No argument. 248-539-9797. We can get the people involved. I know we got to do a little football today as well. We've got a lot going on with the NFL, and we'll get to it next. 97.1. And we will turn our attention to the rivalry as the week goes along. Very weird edition of it, but Rico, I can't believe these words are leaving my mouth. Have you seen the spread and what it's down to today?
No, I have not.
3.5.
Ooh.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay, then. Makes you wonder about Will Johnson. It makes you wonder if there's other things. I mean, listen, I'm not sitting here telling you, but like a week ago today, it was like 11.5. Saturday, you could have got an advance line of 9.5. It was 5.5, 6 on open. For it to be down to 3.5 on a Tuesday, that is major movement.
You don't think it's going to cross the bridge, do you?
I would be stunned. Stunned, even when State had really good teams. They were always a dog in Ann Arbor. I mean, you got to remember, Michigan's got the biggest fan base in the country. They're like cockroaches. They multiply.
Bruh.
What?
You can get tickets, and the price is coming down. It's like the line. Price is coming down.
Oh, yeah,
down.
By Friday, you'll be Every able day. To get in that place for $70.
Well,
I mean, face value
it's at 85 right now.
Okay, then it'll be 50 by Friday. I mean, the truth is, the face value of the tickets are 2.25, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, the rats are scurrying. It's cool.
Oh, and by the way, if you want to go to the Oregon game, that's $60.
I mean, hell, I'd go to just watch Oregon play live. I don't even care who they're playing. Yeah. I mean, just watching that level of team speed and offensive execution and spacing, I mean, that'd be a treat. But then you realize it's played in that giant dump, and I would want no part of it. So we move forward. David, ticket text, please.
But Mr. Brightside.
Bro. Do I, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm gonna leave that one alone. I just think celebrating that song for its subject matter that's a weird vibe.
Yeah, Mr. Brightside, I love it.
Yeah, like isn't that song about a dude watching some other guy nail his girlfriend? Isn't that what that's about? I mean, I don't know. That seems a little Falwellian for my tastes.
Yeah, Mr. Brightside. Woo! Great tradition we have there in Michigan.
I'm sorry, but yeah. Also, like seven schools play that song.
Nope. Michigan's the only school to do night games. Yeah,
right, and you invented the night game, too.
Yeah.
Okay there, Alexander Graham Bell. Whatever you say. You invented the telephone, too.
Stripe out. We did the stripe out first and everything
yep.
done first.
Yeah, you invented wings on helmets.
Yes.
No, you didn't.
Oh, man.
You stole your damn fight song, you idiot. your school hasn't had an original thought outside of that cheating scandal in their history.
Our tradition.
Just saying.
Drew
MSU had wings before you.
Right. I mean, it's almost like Michigan's like Christopher Columbus.
Oh, my.
Oh, boy.
Oh, whoa. Okay.
It's rivalry week. This is all legal, Dave.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Drew, it's the only thing we have because the teams aren't that great. So we got to talk to each other.
Come on now. Listen, you are already at risk of being only the second defending national champion to miss a bowl in the history of college football. The other, COVID LSU. Don't be minimizing this thing. You cannot lose to Michigan State with a first-year head coach and 62 new players.
Come on now. We can't, but it just might happen.
And you hate to see it.
Yeah, it happened in 2020.
Uh-oh.
Shout out Ricky White. He's still in college. He's out at the go-go offense at UNLV.
He sure is, isn't he?
He is.
Wow.
Haj Malik Williams. By the way, Friday night, any nerds out there want to really live life, UNLV Boise on Friday night in Vegas. That's an awesome game. Now, I'm not telling you to cancel plans. I'm just saying if you don't have anything that alluring, turn that game on. See some good football and maybe the kid who's going to win the Heisman and Ashton Jeanty.
Yeah, by the way, I know they're not at home, but Boise State did announce just a few minutes ago that his last three home games are sold out, marking the first time in program history the entire home season sold out. We know why.
Yeah.
Wait, blue turf.
Fantastic.
Does that mean everybody in Idaho is going to the Boise State games, right?
Because it's like Nebraska, right?
Yeah, it is. Right.
There's only like 20,000 people in the state.
Yeah, no, you're right. I've been there before, Boise
State.
Yeah,
I know. Reno goes to vacation
In Idaho.
In Idaho,
a lot of rattlesnakes there, but that's big.
You've got family out there, don't you?
Close enough. San Francisco, it's Wyoming, we kind of met in the middle.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
what happened?
He likes potatoes. What do you
exactly
say?
Who doesn't exactly? How you guys doing?
We're good, man. Yeah. We had a good show today. Fun. Talked a little J-Mo. Talked a little Crosby. Had a good time.
This J-Mo thing is weird. Like all the other supposed suspensions were announced today, right? Or there was one other one or whatever around the league, but not J-Mo's.
I waited just because the two game is the lowest or most innocent of the PED suspensions, and there's nothing for me to like yell and scream about. I just said all it does for me is I would just take him off the list of guys I try to sign early. Like, hey, hope you like your contract because that's all you're getting from us. You're not reliable.
Fair enough.
Other than that,
I just don't know. I don't know the delay. Is it there an appeal going on?
I don't think so. He said he's going to take it on the chin.
Yeah.
The chin is out. Why isn't he taking it?
I have no idea, won't you?
Yeah.
I don't know. Bob, Rico and I both kind of looked at each other and it was like, I don't have it in me to be all yelling and screaming about this stuff.
It was just disappointing either.
And you move on, like Khalif Raymond's been awesome the last 2 weeks. The Titans, we could play you at quarterback. You'll win that game.
Wojo's worried about that game.
Hold on. But now here's the thing, Mike.
He is.
Maybe Wojo's on to something. You want the decision to come down by Friday so that you only miss really one game?
Agree.
Because if it comes out next week.
Oh, that's a good point. Then you would miss Green Bay and Houston.
Yes.
If it starts after the game. That's a great point.
You mean the trap game against Tennessee? Is that the one you're talking about?
Wojo's spouting out trap how great game. Tennessee's
trap
defense
game.
Is. Go ahead. Tell him, Wojo. Tell him
They're
your theory.
They're terrible.
You know, based on total yards, Tennessee's defense is number one in the NFL.
Dan Campbell said the best defense they will have faced yet.
But they start Bernie Lomax at quarterback.
I know
it doesn't
that.
Doesn't matter.
But Bernie Lomax still moves around sometimes if you watch the movie.
When wheeled by others.
They average scoring 2.4 points in the fourth quarter.
Hey, Bob.
Well, 2.5 in the other quarters, yeah?
Thanksgiving. Here's the real story. Yeah. Michigan -3.5.
Michigan minus. Oh, it's down to 3.5.
Is it down to 3? See, good. Finally, some senses
that makes sense.
Prevailing here. Okay. I was going to beg Wojo to ask him why Michigan's even favored in this thing.
Well, see, I don't take that position. State showing up after a bye week at home at night and playing a competent football game, I'm not ready to go there. Like, I hate where this line is going. I got to see it. You know what I mean? It's still a roller coaster at quarterback, but man.
There is, based on recent events, it doesn't make sense that Michigan is favored by 3.5, but those are recent events.
Well, I mean, it's kind of been all season, let's be honest.
You think Will Johnson's playing?
Will Johnson? I don't know. They really haven't said much about him. I think a quarterback is going to play of some sort.
That, well, you don't have one of those, so
I think they're
going to
put somebody at the position.
Okay, so what are you guys talking about?
J-Mo. Yes. And maybe a little Michigan State. Big game,
No.
You want us to break down Wings Islanders?
No. Ooh, that's a big game. Oh, Pistons season. Pistons.
Rieger, I want you to present the latest Max Crosby rumor.
I'd be happy to.
Sports Illustrated. It's fun. It's fun. Grain of salt. But it's fun.
Gets people excited.
Come on. 5%, Bob? 5%?
Well, aren't there a lot of sell-offs going on in the NFL? Like of a sudden, the Rams aren't effing those picks no more.
Right, they want to get rid of Cooper Kupp.
Right.
Yes.
Well, they did a lot of that. And, and now, you know, they need a rest.
Yeah.
All right.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.